The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Part two on how much does God connect to what we're going through. Also, why God cares and what to do about it. We're going to do something we've never done before. It's a testimony that came about through a listener. I'm going to talk to you about that and clearing up the 10 Minas mystery.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All three things, a very good idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. You say, Dave, how much more? And I say to you, so much more. That's how much we say. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. Got some trivia questions. 972-445-0770. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation, praise reports, prayer requests, anything you want to talk about, because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. First and foremost, as Wonder Julie is looking at me, she'll notice that I do not have the same length of beard that I had just yesterday. Why is that? Is it because I have become a fashion guru? No. Is it because my wife said you got to get rid of it? No. Although that's a good one. It's because I was trying to trim it today, and I did that one thing that nobody wants to do, especially if you're a rabbi doing circumcision. I went, oops. So then I had to shave the rest of it off. So now it's all starting all over again. I really did like my little beard. It gave me a distinguished look, or somehow a I'm smarter than the average person look, or I just got out of jail look, one of those. So I'm going to work on growing that beard back. I'm just letting you know what's going on. For those that are unaware, you can get the address, Ms. Gates, address to the broadcasting palace here through our website, davidspoonmedia.com. There's a contact us button. If you hit the contact us button, it has the address here for the station. So if you want to send anything, you are welcome to do so. Here's the couple of things I do want to make sure. One, let's make sure you understand what day it is. It's Citizens Day. Did you know that? Citizens Day? Do you know what else it is? This is a big one.
No.
Okay.
Cut your beard day?
Yes, cut your beard day. Constitution Day. Oh. And why it's Constitution Day is the Constitution Convention had its last meeting in 1787 on September 17th, for those that did not know that. That's when the final, all documents, everything was signed. I think it's like a closing on a house. So you know how you sign this and then you sign this and then you go and you sit down at a coffee place and then you sign, although I understand they're making that easier. Bottom line is this is when they finished all the signing. That's Constitution Day. But do not forget what the special day is today, because September 17th has a special meaning for those of us who are foodies. It's National Apple Dumpling Day.
Yay!
You gotta like that. National Apple Dumpling Day. That's pretty good. Shout out to we're hoping to have a very good relationship, a good friendship, a good opportunity with Chris Gates. And Chris is a real estate agent with Fathom Realty. He's going to be kind of reviewing our material, seeing if he's going to come on board. So we're going to give him a shout out so he can hear his voice on the air. And remember what we tell you, and we're going to talk about this at great length in the third segment, that our sponsors, they make the show possible. And so we always ask you guys to be praying for the sponsors and potential sponsors and even past sponsors. And the reason is because they enable us to do the ministry that we're doing here and give us a chance to encourage people in the Lord. So that is, of all things, I think, really important. So just be in prayer for him. His name is Chris Gates. We're going to be hooking up on Friday. He might not do it. He has no obligation to. I just don't roll that way. I just don't walk into people's lives and go, you will be a sponsor. Because if I did that, I think everybody pretty well knows I'm going to find the guy that's got the $1 trillion in cash in unmarked bills and go see that guy. This first segment is brought to you by Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Benefit Link. The Benefit Link is, it's really important to understand what they do. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is Benefit Link, but they are not providing coverage for you. Ha! Ha! This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate the Medicare options that they have by providing objective advice and personal support, and they do it for no cost. I can't make that any clearer. The cost is zero. Their number is 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT. They're also at TheBenefitLink.com. That's TheBenefitLink.com. Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. So the Benefit Link are people that care. And they were going to help you for free. You think, well, they got to get paid somewhere. Not out of your pocket. That's all you got to care about. Not out of your money. Connect to them. Call them. Or go to our website, David Spoon Media, and our little link that says coolest, best sponsors ever in the universe. Click on there. You'll be able to access that way as well. Got a lot of cool things going on today. I want to finish what I didn't finish yesterday. Kind of like when I didn't finish my food at the table. I had to stay at the table. Did your parents ever tell you that? I just want to ask you, just be honest out there. Did your parents ever say, eat that food that's in front of you? They're starving kids in China. Did your parents ever tell you that? Did they ever say that to you?
They said, eat that because I said.
Oh, well, that's always a good reason. My parents actually tried that. And remember, I grew up in very liberal Detroit. And my parents said, well, you know, they're starving children in China. And you know what we said, right? Wrap it up.
Yep. Send it on to them.
Send it on over. They might like it more than me. And by the way, do I have any Chinese food? All right. So let's finish up what we were talking about. Here's one of the things we were talking about yesterday is understanding that God, what God has to say about our connection with him, what God sees regarding our connection to him, and what he feels regarding our connection to him. What he says about our connection to him is he's not on Pluto and some obscure planet, some kind of gaseous concept on some faraway land that he has no idea what's going on. Of course, that's what deists believe. We don't believe that. There's a commitment that the Lord makes where he will never abandon us. It's very simple. When we talk about abandonment, people abandon people all the time. In fact, people abandon animals. People abandon all. God does not abandon. And so in regards to what God says about it, he says, I'm here and I'm here to stay. We look at what God sees in that connection, and you get to see how when Saul was on his way to Damascus, God, in his kindness, knocked him on his off his donkey. I'll say it that way. And then he said, Jesus said, you're persecuting me. Well, at that time, Saul was persecuting the church, but the identity that God has with his people is, no, you're touching them, you're touching me. Just like any father or any mother would think about their children. And then we get to see an identification of how God feels about us through the life of Jesus Christ, the exact representation of God, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, where he demonstrates his feelings and emotions towards us in that when Lazarus was dead and Jesus was around those people, 11:35, John 11:35, Jesus wept Well, why did he weep? He knew Lazarus was getting up. It was the pain that all the people, that his creation was feeling. So I want to say this one element that's really important. I want you to get this. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 through 18, because one of the things we have to get is God does not just connect with us
occasionally.
Every once in a while, where there's not much going on and he's bored running the universe, that's when he might connect with you. That's not how this goes. Hebrews chapter 2, 17 and 18 say this. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. The Lord knows what you're going through. Let me give you a little bit further in understanding. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Yes, these two passages make it absolutely clear that in every aspect and in every way regarding everything, God is connected to us in what we're going through. He does not connect through you in your enjoyment for sin. Okay? He connects with you in your grief in that he knows you're sorry. And he knows that it's real. Now, if you're lying about it, lying to God could be, ultimately the dumbest thing ever, because lying to God, it's like he already knows all things. Why? What are you trying to do there? But in every element that you go through, in every pain, in every concern, in every trial, in every struggle, in every moment that you don't get, in every moment that you rejoice, guess what? God's connected to you. Isn't that cool? That's like the coolest thing. It's like, you know, there's an old hymn about never going through things alone. You never, as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, go through stuff alone, ever, because you are connected to the King. The King is your dad. If you're a good dad, how much better is God as a dad than you? Right? All right, take a break, come back. We're going to look at the reasoning behind this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right, in Texas. I don't know if anybody watched football last night. That was just as weird as the Browns and the Jets. You know how low we've gone now, right? Okay, I'm just checking with you. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That is the email. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. I haven't done a lot on those. I'm tired of getting flagged. It gets old. It gets a little old. Just telling you. We're going to set up our trivia question, and then I want to go in for the final of what I wanted to talk about, our connection with God. Then we're going to do something we've never done before. So I am pretty excited about sharing that. Again, if you want to reach us to the actual station, the address is on davidspoonmedia.com. Here is the question. How many people were gathered together after the ascension of Jesus Christ, but before the Holy Spirit was poured out? Aha! How many people were gathered together after the ascension of Jesus Christ, but before the Holy Spirit was poured out? While we're waiting on that, our number, 972-445-0770. We are going to have an author on the show on Monday. We're getting ready to do all of our bookings again from all the authors all over the country, so that's kind of fun. This segment brought to you by Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Okay, well, I can see we already got people calling in, so that's a good thing. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas and in Texas areas, Fort Worth and Denton and Grapevine and Irving and all over. See, I can't say them all. There's just like too many to say, but they cover everywhere. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all insurance companies, A-plus rated with the BBB. Do you CCC? 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of thousands of huppy customers. That's another spoonerism. Thousands of happy customers. See when you invert words. Yeah, forget it. Family owned and operated. Emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. It's MrRestore.com. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Our good friend Clint, be praying for them. They're going to a trade show, and those can be fun and or exhausting. We have somebody on the line. Is that correct? Alrighty. Alrighty. This is David. With whom am I talking?
Oh, it's Jerry.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Ben, I'm blessed. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that you are blessed. It's a blessing to hear that. Okay, do you know how many people were gathered together after the ascension of Jesus Christ, but before the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church? How many?
Well, my memory serves me right. It was 120.
That is correct, sir. That is 100% correct. It is 120 people. That's not how many people. There's sometimes people will say, well, that's the size of the church that Jesus had. It's like, that's ridiculous because he influenced hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of people. So if they were all eclectically pulled together, it'd be a much larger group. But they were the steadfast group that was there after the ascension and as the Holy Spirit was poured out. Excellent, excellent answer. Good job, my friend.
All right. Well, be blessed and continue to keep the faith and don't give up. Okay. It's going to be just fine.
Okay. I love it. I love it when you call. Never hesitate to call us, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, brother. All right. Good job. I like you guys know your stuff. I'm telling you know your stuff. You know, it doesn't mean if you keep calling and you don't get everything right. Hey, I don't get everything right. I asked my wife a question, a trivia question, because she wanted, and I gave her the answer. I said the wrong answer. It's like I'm thinking, I'm the host, and I'm giving the wrong answer. I'm so glad God loves me. You know what I mean? Like even though with all my stuff, it's like totally awesome. All right, so I just want to close this out, and then next segment, I do want you to get ready. We're going to do something we've never done before. I'm going to talk about somebody who sent an email in and gifted us, and I want to talk about it. I just want to have an honest conversation about it. Before I get there, I want to finish up on this connection element. I mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't get to read the scripture I wanted to, and that is important to me. So I asked the question, and it's a very simple question. Why is God so connected to us? Why? And what do we do about it? Why is God so connected to us? Let me read you this from Psalm 18. I love this. Keep in mind, this is the scripture. So, you know, this is what you have in your Bible. It's on the other side of halfway through. Halfway is about Psalm 117, 118, in that range is where halfway through is. But listen to this in Psalm 18. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and he took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes. The Lord, for those that were too strong for me, the Lord did. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. Did you get that? He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Oh, I love this psalm. This psalm to me is so powerful. I mean, it talks about earlier verses. God gets angry. He stands up off his throne. It's like, and he's coming down. It's like, and he reaches down. He takes a hold of me. He draws me out of deep water. How many times have you been in deep water? Right? How many times have your foes or enemies just been too strong for you? They even confront you in the day of your disaster. When things go bad, they pile on. But the Lord supports you. And he takes you out of that mess and puts you in a spacious place. And he rescues you and me because he delights in us. He loves us. You know why God is connected to you? Because he loves you. And it's like, look at the love he manifests. He gets mad when you're on the bad side. When things are going terrible, he doesn't like it. You think, well, he can just wave his hand and change it. The system is set up for him to declare his wisdom to the heavenlies. Everything has to go through the process. God could snap his fingers. He doesn't even have it. God could just, I guess, blink or think, and it would all change. But God sustains it as he is true to his word. And he says he's going to illustrate his wisdom and then enjoy us in glory. We got to go through it. You might say, well, I wouldn't do it that way. Yeah, but you're not God. So when you get that position, you can change how it goes in the heavenlies and on earth. But until then, be quiet and get with the program. And you say, well, what am I supposed to do about this, that God loves me? I'll tell you what to do about it. Say thank you. Here, I'm dropping my pen. I want you to hear this. Hold on, right here. Okay, that's my pen dropping. Why am I dropping my pen? Because there's nothing you're going to do to earn the love of God. I was at my son's house just the other day. They weren't feeling so well, so I brought him over some food. Not that I'm good. They had to call and ask me, and I was just finishing a workout, and I was all sweaty, and I was like, what do you want? So I bring over the things that they ask for, right? I love them, and my grandkids, oh, my goodness, my grandson comes up and gives me, you know, a kiss, and he hugs my leg. He's so awesome. I love him. I could not even there's nothing that grandchild's going to do that's going to get the love from him. I already love him. Well, if that's true for me, get it? Remember what Jesus said? Well, if you guys who are evil, Jesus said, know how to give good gifts. By the way, every time they tell you, well, man is basically good, that's funny. Jesus didn't say that. He said man is basically evil. And then the theology between Romans and Revelation pretty much bears that out. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, I mean, how much more your Father in heaven? So what do we do about this love that God has for us? Say thank you. Right? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble if I do this one. Maybe I should skip this one. Okay, so there's a Disney film. I'm not supporting Disney, but there's this one song where the whole song's about, you know, you're welcome. That's the whole song. And the whole premise is, you know, every once in a while you can just say thank you. You can just say thank you. You don't have to make a big production of it. Nobody else has to hear it. Nobody else has to know you're doing it. You don't have to go into church and shine a spotlight on yourself and do it. You can do it wherever you are. You can even do it in your car as long as you keep your eyes on the road and give thanks to the Lord. Why? Because he loves you. Good enough. I mean, how awesome is that? I think maybe every once in a while we should hear him just say, you're welcome. That's probably a good idea. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to do something we've never done before. So I hope you're ready for it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going
to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We are not going to do any sponsor reads this segment because of what we're going to be talking about. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Okie dokie. Let's get to the brass tacks. First and foremost, in regards to the show, I always want to thank and don't do a good enough job of it, Wonder Julie, because sometimes I'll pull her into the show, never ask her, and just drop it on her. Say, what about this and what about this? And, you know, she's a pro, so it's not so bad. But it'd be nice if they paid her good for it. That's for sure. So I think she knows what I'm talking about there. Yeah, that's right. Cheap is not just a bird. Okay, so here's something that happened. So as I have told the audience continually, and we'll always tell you the best I can, the things that are going on with the show and the things that are going on with our lives in regards to the show. So, told you about we had the situation going on with my grandchild. We try and kind of share and let you know all the stuff. The reality is we launched the show. Tomorrow will be 6 months that we have been on the air on tomorrow's show. So this is like the close, you know, technically starting a fresh 6 months or whatever. We put our own finances on the line. We thought that was a proper. We never think it's improper. We don't encourage anybody to ever do anything that you don't believe the Lord is leading you to do or encouraging you to do, in the sense that if it's in his word, it's solid. If you want to invest in his kingdom, it's solid. But these are the kind of things that we want to be careful, because I've been a Christian. It's going on 41 years in October, the end of October. I have seen people do things. I mean, people get mad about the prosperity gospel. I've seen much worse in the sense of how people try and manipulate. If you guys will remember back in the day, the people that say give to the ministry and we promise you, we guarantee you, you will never be penniless. And so if you gave to that particular ministry, you know what they gave you? They gave you a penny wrapped in cellophane and said, never lose this and you'll never be penniless. This is like, that's like a scam. Wait, here's another one, and people are going to get mad at me about this, but it's too bad because it's absurd and ridiculous. There was a ministry one time that said, if you give X amount of dollars, and I think it was like $500 or $600, we will send you a Bible. Okay, it's an expensive Bible. And then they say, which is specially anointed by our speaker. Specially anointed by the speaker? I thought the Holy Spirit anointed the Word of God, not the speaker. And so I have a real hard time with some of those type of things. I think every cause, it's legitimate to raise funds, do what you can. I think it's appropriate. Just lay it on the line, tell everybody what's going on. You don't have to promise them they're going to get an umbrella. Ella, they're just going to get, you know, sowing into the kingdom. And if the Lord rewards them on a financial basis, great. If not, great, and whatever. I mean, you can't tell for God what God is or isn't going to do. You're not permitted to define what his blessings might be. So what we did was we invested in the show. And we had money when we came out. We went through our first year. It was a very tough year for us. That's all I'm going to say. We came out with no debt, and we came out with money in the bank, and we got through the year, and we were out of the money in the bank. And we were both looking for jobs constantly, and 3 months out of 12, we were sick. I mean, it was a big transition for us. And now we're kind of settling in, and now we're, you know, kind of feeling better and doing better. And my wife, she's doing really well. And I love doing the show. I was so glad that a pastor had reached out to me and told me you should be on radio. It was one of the highlights of my life in the last 2 years. And that's what's been going on, and we've been doing radio. But we put our debt into the show. We took on debt for us. Like, I understand people, David Ramsey and so on and so forth, don't do that. I got it. I don't agree. I support it. I just don't agree with it. I would go bankrupt for God. I would give up everything for him. I would lose everything for him. I would use Philippians 3:8-9 all day long. I'd lose everything and consider it garbage just to make sure that I am as close to being where God wants me to be as I can be. So whenever we get people that respond from the show, it's a blessing for us. That's an encouragement. This is what I received on Sunday. It came from Jason Ross. It came through PayPal because on our website, we have an opportunity for people to give whatever amounts, $5, $20, $100. We had somebody one time give $1,000. It's like we just leave that before people and let the Lord lead them. Well, Jason gave, and I asked his permission to talk about this, Jason gave $100. So he wrote this. From Jason Ross, thank you, David, for speaking the truth from the Word of God. I look forward to your show every time I can catch it. The Lord has been speaking to me through your ministry and has been bringing me more freedom and abundant life. I can tell you right there, that kind of statement, boy, it sustains you. A few weeks back, you spoke a simple truth about not having to listen to the lies of the devil. It sounds so simple, but I really needed to hear that. Just that one bit sparked a restoration in my mother and I's relationship. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep up the good work. Do you know how much that blessed me? That was a he gave. That's a great blessing. But the email was phenomenal. And what he said in that, let me say something here. He said, you mentioned, you know, about not having to buy into the lies of the devil. It's a simple truth. You know, it's a simple truth about not having to listen. It sounds simple, but he really needed to hear it at that moment. Isn't that the way the grace of God operates? I went to a big church in Rockwall. All right, it was Lake Point Church. I've been to all the churches. I've been to 11 churches in Rockwall and in Fate. And there was one line that a pastor said that stuck with me, and I've used it in prayer 100 times. He said, Jesus is a better Savior than you are a sinner. What a great line, right? Because it's true. Scripture doesn't say it that way, but it's still true. That Jesus is a better Savior than I am a sinner. And it's those little things that draw us in and that enable us. And I just want to say, what a blessing. We're going to do the best we can to sustain the show. We're going to do our best. I'll put it all on plastic. I mean, you think, well, that's wrong. Tough. That I believe that's okay for me to do the best that I can. We'll pay it off time and time again. If somebody wants to help, great. That's why we want sponsors, so they get advertisement out of that. I'm just trying to be real with you. It's a program, it's a ministry, and it's a business. And we don't have any desire to get rich. We're not trying to have an opulent lifestyle.
Look at, I'm using a push mower to cut in half an acre of grass to save $75 a month. How do you think we're doing? That's all I'm saying. It's, there's nothing to this but what it is. And we hope it's a blessing. I got an email. Somebody was really offended about what I said about being free and walking in the liberty of the Lord. It's like, okay, well, be legalistic. Enjoy it. You know, that's my response, because I'm not going to do that. Right? And I think it's important for you guys to understand. So I wrote back to Jason. I want to tell you what I wrote back. And I'm telling you this so you can know the interaction, that everybody can hear what's going on. I said, howdy, Jason. Howdy. That's what I use now because I'm in Texas. Howdy. I'm supposed to use that. Allow me to thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I wanted to know how much, wanted you to know how much of a blessing your gift and your message was. When my wife and I hear someone has been touched, we really do praise the Lord. So your communication brought glory and honor to our King. The money's a big deal to us, and we've committed our surviving resources to the show. Every stewardship dollar matters. We pray the Lord will bless you financially as well as personally. Can I use this with your permission? It's up to you. I won't think any less of you. He wrote back. This guy's on it. I love Jason. Absolutely. He goes, it's yours to share if you'd like. The Lord put it on my heart to give to you, so I'm glad it could be a blessing to you and your wife. I believe it was Paul that said we should support those who are feeding us. Thank you again for your commitment and diligence. I have no doubt the Lord will keep supplying your needs. And then he gave a quote, remember Proverbs 21:5. So my point in all of that, to say all of that, is this is real. This is human lab. Sorry, I don't have a big organization where I have people calling and receiving money or requesting donations. I saw something on the news today. Did you see this? CNN is saying that people will pay for people not to pray for them. It's a baloney story, but I thought I'd like to set that up. I won't pray for you. Donate. That's so dumb. It's incredible. But this is what it is. And I, you know, we're going to talk about the 10 minutes in this next segment, right? I spent an hour and a half studying not for Miss Gates, but for all of us to get a better handle on why I didn't do a better job answering her yesterday. So I'm going to kind of clear that up. I want you guys to know what's going on. If the Lord touches you and you want to participate, great. If you want to join us through prayer, Romans 15:30 or 15:31, escapes me now. I think it's 15:30. Please pray for us. We're going to do our best to take it all the way. If we blow up financially and we can't do it, I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. It's up into the hands of the Lord. I'll take the debt. I'll take the responsibility. And I'll probably, because I'm Jewish, I'd take the guilt. That's not scriptural, by the way. Here's what is scriptural. I consider everything else garbage for the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I consider everything else rubbish. That's important. And I am blessed to have a wife who thinks the exact same way. That's important. And I'm blessed to have kids who are learning that. That's important. And I want to be able to share that. I had a great conversation, as I mentioned before, earlier today with Chris. And we had just talked about it. And you can just tell he has that right spirit, the same kind of attitude that I have. And it's like, look, it's about advancing the kingdom. And it's about glory to God. And it's about this eternal relationship. And it's about supporting one another. So I don't care if you're Baptist or Pentecostal or Methodist or Church of Christ or Bible church or a non-denominational church. I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're any of those things, as long as Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and you believe the Bible is the Word of God. I could care less. Let the Lord bless you through anything we can do. That would be fantastic. Okay? That's the goal. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, come back, and look at a parable out of Luke 19. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now, you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I just want to say, I know that as soon as I said the word Catholic, for some of our evangelicals, I know right away their head stood on their, your hair stood on their head. Hey, there are plenty of people in the Catholic Church who are very diligent, loyal, and loving unto the Lord God Almighty as Savior and God, and do not profess to think that somebody else in the family, human family, is deity. So just, I mean, just be aware of that. It's a big group, right? Unfortunately, in every group, there are believers and there are people who are pretenders. That has always been the case, even in the most stringent churches. But this show, for those that are unaware, is evangelically based, just in case you're wondering about the theology. Eschatologically, I am a manifold millennialist, and I'll give you $5 if you can tell me what that is. I did that on purpose. Okay. This segment brought to you by Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. Very good guy. Jamie's a good guy who knows his stuff. I like people that get it. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. We've had people contact him. We want people to continue to do that. If you are just looking to get a financial checkup and you want somebody to just talk to you so you can kind of know where it's at, Jamie is the person to talk to. Get in touch with him. You can link through our site or go RetireTheRightWay.com or call him at 800-287-1667. Good people. From the tribe. It's the first thing his Nancy said to me when I walked in. He's one of the tribe members. I love it. Just so cool. Let's see. Let's go into what we happened yesterday. What happened yesterday? So I had Miss Gates call. God bless her. And don't forget, Miss Gates, that address is on the website. And she brought up something, and I don't know what happened to my brain, but she brought up the 10 minas. The 10 minas are a parable in Luke 19, 11 through 27. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, I didn't quite answer her correctly. And then I went home and I thought, well, why didn't I say this? And why didn't I say this? So I do the same thing that everybody else does. You have a conversation, you walk out of it, whether it's spiritual or not. And then you go, oh, I should have said this, or I should have said this, or I should have said this. I did the same thing. But I went home and I studied because I figured the best way to really understand what's going on and to answer her question was to study it. So I want to read the parable and then just give my explanation. If it doesn't work out for her to get what I'm saying, her and I can talk off the air because we could probably talk about this for hours. But here's the parable. Luke 19, 11 through 27. The crowd was listening to everything Jesus said. He was nearing Jerusalem. He told a story to correct the impression that the kingdom of God would begin right away. He said a nobleman was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and then return. Before he left, he called together 10 servants and gave them 10 pounds of silver to invest for him while he was gone. But the people hated him and sent a delegation after him to say to him they did not want him to be their king. If I would have just read that to her and then stopped right there, the 10 servants each received 1 pound. There were 10 pounds that were given to 10 servants. Not 10 pounds were given to 10 servants and thereby 100 pounds. It was 1 pound to each of the 10 servants. Verse 15, then he returned, and the king called in the servants to whom he was given the money. He wanted to find out what they had done with the money and what their profits were. The first servant reported a tremendous gain, 10 times as much the original amount. He had 1 pound, now he's got 10 pounds. Okay, technically maybe even 11, but that's another conversation. Well done, the king exclaimed, you're a trustworthy servant. You've been faithful with a little. Now, why is it a little? Because the amount of money was about a 3 months amount of money, but the amount of the money is not the point of the lesson. I entrusted you with little. You will be governor of 10 cities as your reward. What is fascinating about this is that the amount that they were entrusted with is very small, but the reward is very large. They were given about a 3 months worth daily supply, probably about a, you know, maybe a third, 3 months worth, it could be up to maybe several thousand dollars. But in return, they get to be a governor of a city. That's a huge exchange, right? You don't pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, invest that, get $30,000 back, and then you're a governor of a city. Who thought of that? So one of the illustrations is the reward is far outweighs what the investment's being involved with investment. The next servant also reported a good gain. This is all about the gain, 5 times the original amount. Well done. You can be governor of 5 cities. The third servant brought back only the original amount of money and said, I hid it and kept it safe because I was afraid. You're a hard man to deal with, taking what isn't yours and harvesting crops you didn't plant. And again, it's noticeable that the response is not, you're right, I am, but you wicked servant, hard am I. If you knew so much about me, how tough I am, why didn't you deposit the money in the bank so at least I can get some interest? Then turning to the other standing there, the king ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one who's earned the most. But master, that servant already has 10. This is the guy that traded for one mina and got 10 back. The king said, yeah, well, those that you do well with what they got, they're going to get more. Those that don't do well, they're not going to get more. This parable, and I've got every possible note in the world on this, including the Greek. This parable has a couple of fascinating elements to it, not the least of which is the parable on the talents and this parable are not the same. People say, no, this is the same one as Matthew 25. No, it's not. This parable, that Jesus taught multiple stories to make the same point multiple times. And in this parable, and they all start at an equal place. The parable of the talents, they started with 10, 5, and 1. Different story. Same conclusion, different story. Number two, some people have actually used this to promote that Jesus was for the death penalty, because at the very end he says, bring those people and have them executed right in front of me. Maybe a stretch, but it's certainly more for it than against it. We'll talk about that some other time. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the Lord gives each of us something, and we're supposed to do something with it. And to accuse him of being stingy, mean, brutal, or whatever the case may be, and do nothing with what the Lord gives you is dumb. I don't have to be a theologian to say that. It's dumb. Don't do it. Whatever the Lord has given you, he's given you for the purpose of utilizing or using for the sake of others. God usually doesn't give you something for you just to spend it on yourself. It's usually for the benefit of others that the Lord has gifted you. David knew he was king because of the sake of God's people. Joseph knew he went through jail for the sake of God's people. Those are the reasons that the gifts of God come into your life, for the sake of God's people. So for whatever it is that's going on, it's for the sake of God's people, and you need to think of it in those terms. Where the confusion came in, and even I just want to give Ms. Gates credit. I didn't recognize that there were 10 people each getting 1 pound, and then Jesus just cycled out 3 of them. I missed that before. So I just did a real deep study on it to figure it out. Here's the point of the whole thing. The Lord has gifted us, given us an opportunity to utilize things in our lives that will, in a sense, bring honor, occupy, or build in his kingdom. The simple parable is, what are you doing with it? That's the message. You can try and pull little things here or there, and I get that. Here's the message. What are you doing with what God gave you? Period. One assumes that we should be utilizing it in such a way as to produce for the benefit of others and for the sake of advancing the kingdom and the ownership of God's kingdom, advancing that and encouraging that and strengthening that. We should be doing that. So if you're doing nothing, at least be a prayer, an intercessor, a person who prayers. But you got to do something, because you don't want him to go, what'd you do with it? And then you go, I hit it. That's a bad dog. Bad dog. Bad, bad, bad. Okay, I'm just making sure you know what's going on. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spinanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.